Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. Oh, the power of the Lord is here.
In the presence of the Lord. But is there anybody who just knows that when the praises go up, the power comes down? Whatever you stand in need of, it's in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Take your seats tonight. But I feel his presence. Okay, y'all stop doing that because y'all gonna make me want to shout up in here. Oh. Hey, glory, glory. Hallelujah. What you shouting about? Why are you shouting? What are you shouting about? What are you shouting about? What has God done? Oh, somebody get ready to walk into a miracle. Come on.
I can't feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm gonna get my blessing. I can't feel the presence, and I'm gonna get my. I can't.
the goodness of Jesus. And everything is done for me. I've got to praise him. I've got to give him the glory. Some of y'all just stand here looking like you're confused, as you don't know what's going on. But you can't see what the power of the Lord is doing right now through your praise. Hey! Hey! Hallelujah!
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. She'll be up shortly right after this next song.
And it's a new day. Praise anointing. Not the old stuff, not the old stuff. Fresh anointing. Somebody say this is fresh. It's flowing my way. Right now is the season of power. Let the weak say I am strong and prosperity. Let the poor say I am rich. Oh, it's a new season coming to me. Lift your voices and say it.
It's a new season.
It's a new day.
It's a new day.
Yes, yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, you tapped in the Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Let's open up her mic right now. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Dr. Henderson.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. I just want to come to tell you that it's a new season coming for you. For you and for me, it's a new season. It's a new day. Fresh anointing is coming our way. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season coming for me, to me, and for you, and to you. I don't know about you, but I feel the presence of the Lord on this line on tonight. Thy Kate says that the presence of the Lord is here. I feel him in the atmosphere. Can't you feel the presence of the Lord? And I'm going to get my blessing. Tomorrow? No, right now. Hallelujah. Right now. I'm going to get my blessing right now. I want to welcome you to the Straight to the Point. For those of you who are tuning in with us for the very, very first time, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic and a business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for every single person according to the Word of God. The Word of God simply says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him, you should not perish. But you, my friend, you, my brother, you, my sister, you, everyone out here that's listening in radio land, if you believe in him, you should not perish, but you should have an everlasting life. I thank each and every one of you all for tuning in. Those of you who are tuning in by way of live, those of you who are tuning in by way of the internet, and those of you who are going to call back, I want to thank you on tonight for tuning in. I'm telling you, I feel the presence of the Lord. I feel it in the atmosphere. It's nothing like being in the presence of the Lord. When you're in the presence of the Lord, so much can happen. When you're in the presence of the Lord, bodies can be healed. When you're in the presence of the Lord, prosperity occurs. When you're in the presence of the Lord, blind eyes are open. The lame begin to walk. When you're in the presence of the Lord, you are strengthened. Your life is never the same. I'm reminded of Moses when he was, every time he went in the presence of the Lord, he came out totally different in the natural and in the spiritual, man. The natural, he was a totally different color, but in the spirit, he was matured in the spirit. And so I tell people all the time, there's no way you can get in his presence and come out the same way. There should be a change in the spirit. There should be a change in your life. So we want to give credit to Byron Cage on the presence of the Lord is here. I feel him in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there was a talk to you guys about a shifting. A few weeks ago, I said that there's a shifting. There's a shifting occurring in the spiritual realm, and I command it. I commanded the spiritual world to obey, because when you walk in purpose and power, my God, and I talked about purpose and power and prosperity on last week, but when you walk in your purpose, when you walk in power, when you walk in dominion, and when you walk in authority, you can speak to the winds, and the winds begin to change. Hallelujah. The winds are changing on tonight because the presence of the Lord is here. When God comes down, there's a change. Hallelujah. We give credit to Byron Cage. He said, I'm going to get my blessing right now. He said, I'm going to get my blessing. Somebody declare that on tonight. Somebody declare on tonight. I'm not waiting till tomorrow. I'm not waiting till next year. I'm going to get my blessing right now, today, tonight, right as I'm speaking. I command by the power of the Holy Ghost for the enemy to loose his hold off of my blessings, loose his hold off of my healing, loose his hold off of my prosperity. In the name of Jesus, not next month, not next year, but right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, how many of you are bold enough to declare and decree on that on tonight for me, with me? There's power in agreement. When two or three are gathered together, that's right, in his name. There he is in the midst. When Jesus is in the midst, something has to happen. It has to be a great awakening. There has to be a change in your life. You know, there used to be a song that said, who can tell me, who can stand before us when we call on that great name? His name is Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. We got the victory. How many of you know that on tonight? That in the name of Jesus, you got the victory. Glory to God. I come to encourage somebody on tonight to let you know that the battle has been won. This is the end, hallelujah, of that crisis. This is the end. Tonight marks the end of that crisis. Tonight marks the end of that battle. Tonight marks the end of you being in that same spot and you not moving ahead. Tonight marks the end of complacency. Tonight marks the end of stagnation. Tonight marks the end of slothfulness. Tonight marks the end of poverty and lack in your life. In the name of Jesus, I command and I declare and I decree that you're going to get your blessing, and you're going to get it right now in the name of Jesus. And then Israel Horton say, it's a new season and it's a new day. The fresh anointing is coming your way. You know, when I prayed for you guys on last week, it was in my spirit. Fresh wind, fresh fire. Fresh wind, fresh fire. The song, fresh wind, fresh fire. And I feel a fire. The fire of the Holy Spirit is burning. Some of you have been praying for the Holy Spirit to be filled with the Spirit of the living God. And God said, I'm coming to fill you up on tonight. And I hear my spirit. I hear the psalmist say, fill my cup, Lord. Hallelujah. And some of your cups are going to run over in healing and blessings and prosperity and overflow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so I want to give credit again to Israel Horton. He said, it's a new season. And he even said, confirmation out of two or three witnesses, so let it be established. Israel Horton said, right now, hallelujah, you're about to walk into your new season right now and your new day. Today starts a brand new day for you. I heard the psalmist says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy, hallelujah, comes in the morning. So I'm praying that tonight, I don't pray, I know, I declare and I decree that tonight is your night. Tonight is your night for a brand new season. It's a new season. It's a new day. It's time for you to bloom. It's time for you, my God, to bloom. It's time for you to come out of that shell. It's time for you to come out of that slumber. And it's time for you to move forward in the things that God has for you. Tonight is the night I come to bring somebody confirmation. Somebody who's listening, somebody who's listening by way of internet, somebody who's going to call back. This is your word on tonight. You said, I need to hear a word from the Lord. The word for you on tonight is simply, you've been on this mountain long enough. It's time for you to get up and move. Hallelujah. I said, you've been on this mountain. Hallelujah. The Lord spoke this in my spirit for you guys on tonight. He said, you've been on this mountain too long. It's time for you to get up, and it's for you to move forward. It's time for you to walk into your wealthy place. It's time for you to possess the land. It's time for you to go into your promised land. It's time for you to get up and go. It's time for you to get your blessing, and it's time for you to get it right now. God took me to the book of Deuteronomy, and I'm not going to be before you long. I'm going to get it and quit it because it's a straight word. He gave it to me straight, and I'm going to give it to you straight. He took me to the book of Deuteronomy. The book of Deuteronomy is the last book before it turns, and before it turns over to the book of Joshua, hallelujah. And we know that when it turns over to the book of Joshua, Joshua is prepared to go into the promised land and to take that promised land. He's prepared to enter in and get what God promised. Hallelujah. So the book of Deuteronomy, Moses is talking. Moses is about to pass on. And Moses is talking to the people, and he's telling them, he said in Deuteronomy 1 and 6, he said, the Lord our God spoke to us in Horeb, saying, you have dwelt long enough in this mount. Hallelujah. Turn you and take your journey and go to the mount of the Amorites and to all the places nigh thereunto, and the plain and the hills and the vale and in the south, and by the seaside to the land of the Canaanites and to Lebanon and to the great river, the river of Euphrates. Behold, hallelujah. I have set somebody hit me on tonight. You better do some cartwheels and flips. I'm telling you, I don't get about 20 cartwheels. I don't split about 50 times. God said, behold, I have set the land before you. Hallelujah. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give it to them and to their seed after them. Let me read that again. Behold, first let me read 6 again, and then I'm going to skip to 8. The Lord our God, I'm in Deuteronomy, the first chapter, for those of you, I'm reading the King James Version. The Lord our God spoke unto us in Horeb, saying, you have dwelt long enough in this mount. What is your mount on today? Are you dwelling or have been in a mount of sickness? Have you dwelling and have been in a mount of indecision, not knowing which way to go, scared to make a decision, double-minded, flipping 2 and 3 ways? Go first, you say you're going to move, and then you come back and say you ain't going. First, you say you're going to get out of it, but then you end up staying in it. First, you say you're going to move to that city, and then you say no because you get caught up in your emotions. First, you say you're going to bless somebody, but then you say no because they said something to hurt your emotions. And how many of you know that God is not dealing with the feelings? He's dealing with your obedience. In the book of Deuteronomy, God talks about more so of obedience. He's telling the people to obey. He said, I know. That's why he had them in the wilderness for 40 years to get some stuff up out of them. It took 40 years for them to get some that disobedience out of them, for them to get that murmuring out of them, for them to get that doubt out of them. How many of you know that some of them that was in that wilderness died in that wilderness? They didn't go into the promised land. But the ones who had the faith, hallelujah, the faith. Faith without works is dead. The faith. My God, the just shall live by faith. The faith. Amen. That you cannot see in the natural, but you believe God. That you know that God got a promise for you. The faith against all odds, against all doubts. They went into the promised land and they possessed it. The book of Deuteronomy, Moses is talking to the people. He said, look at here. You've been complaining long enough. You've been in this wilderness long enough. You've been going through this problem long enough. You've been in debt long enough. You've been in poverty long enough. You've been going through that sickness long enough. You've been dealing with those waving children long enough. You've been dealing with that issue long enough. You've been slothful long enough. You've been in poverty long enough. But today is the day that I'm telling you that God has spoken, and he told me to tell you to rise up out of that issue, rise up out of that poverty, rise up out of that doubt, rise up out of that fear, rise up out of that slothfulness, rise up out of that laziness, rise up out of that doubt, rise up out of that indecision, rise up out of that double-minded man, and go forth and possess the promise that he had told you that he was going to give you. It's time for you, my God, to move. That behold, I have set before you. It's right there. It's right there in your face. So tonight, I want to bind and rebuke sin from off of your life. I've shown you the promise. You've seen the promise. What are you waiting for? It's time for you to get up out of this mount. Get up out of that place. Get up out of that place of complacency. You've been complacent. You've been too comfortable. You've been getting caught up in your feelings and your emotions. He said, obedience is better than sacrifice. It's time for you to possess the land. It's time for you to get what I told you that I was going to give you. It's time for you to reach out and grab it. Faith without works is dead. It's time for you to walk in it. Amen. It's time for you to act. It's time for it to be activated. Hallelujah. And it's time for you to get up out of this mount. If you read the book of Deuteronomy, you'll see that the children of Israel had been in the wilderness for 40 long years, going around and around and around, murmuring, complaining, you know, talking, scared to walk into what God had for them. Disbelieving and not trusting God, murmuring, complaining, and doubtful. Hallelujah. But Moses said, the time has come. The time has come for you to rise up out of all of that and go possess the land. I just want to tell somebody, this is not a long word. This is a quick word. It's a quick word. It's a straight to the point word. It's time for you. Your wilderness days are over. It's time for you to walk in your new season. And God just had dropped in my spirit, Isaiah 43. He said, behold, hallelujah, I'm doing a new thing. Shall it not spring forth? Remember ye not the old things. Don't even consider it. Hallelujah. Don't even consider the pain that you had to go through. Don't even talk about the past. Don't even talk about the years that you was in that poverty, that you was in that loneliness. Don't even talk about the years that you had to endure. He said, remember ye not the things of the past. He said, I'm doing a new thing in your life. Stop talking about the past and who was in the past and what they did in the past. God said, it's time for you to move forward. He said, you cannot move forward in your destiny if you're looking back in your past. He said, a lot of you are stopping your destiny from occurring because you're trying to bring a past into your destiny, and you can't bring the past into your destiny. The past is the past. God told me to tell you to let it go. Let it go. Let the past go. Let the past go so he can bring you into a fruitful, multiplying, my God, a fruitful, multiplying destiny. Hallelujah. And when you look at the book of Deuteronomy, you know that it represents the past versus the book of Joshua. Hallelujah. It's not by coincidence that Joshua come out of Deuteronomy. It's not by coincidence, my God, that in the book of Deuteronomy that Moses wanted to remind the people one last time that my time is up and it's time for you to move forward into a whole nother realm of the spirit. It's time for you to possess this land that I've been talking to you guys about. And all these chapters and all these years, I've been telling you about this promised land. And I want you to know on tonight that it has come to pass, that it is right before you, and you can't afford to miss it. You can't afford, you didn't go through all of that for nothing. You didn't go through all that pain for nothing. You didn't go through all that sickness for nothing. You didn't go through all that disappointment for nothing. You didn't go through all those battles after battles after battles after battles. You didn't go through all that betrayal and hurt and disappointment and all of those things, and going through healing and having to bury folks and losing jobs and having to start over. You ain't go through all that for nothing. You didn't go through sickness in your body and businesses and things of that nature, losing and having to start all over again. God said you went through it. Hallelujah. To mature you, to fortify you, to prepare you for what I'm about to give you. Because what I'm about to give you is going to be something that's going to blow your mind. You got to be able to handle it. You got to be able to manage it. What I'm about to give you is so great, so mighty, so powerful. You got to be able to be mature enough in the spirit realm, and you got to be mature enough in the natural to be able to manage this thing. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. But God said, I believe you're ready. Ooh, somebody better do some cockles or some. I said, God said, you're ready. Hallelujah. You're ready to possess the land. You're ready to grab it. You're ready to work it. You're ready to revel in it. You're ready to relax in it. You're ready. Hallelujah. And he said, I'm giving it to you right now. This is your season. This is your day. Your wilderness days are over. Say back to your wilderness. Say thank you to your wilderness. Because even in that wilderness, even in going through those trials, it prepared you. Hallelujah. It fortified you. It made you. Hallelujah. It built you to be the man or woman of God that you are on today. Hallelujah. It matured you. Glory to God. It matured you. It made you. It built you. It fortified you to be able to get what God said belonged to you. Not next year, not tomorrow, not 2 years from now. Your wilderness days are over. I said your wilderness days are over. Somebody better do some cartwheels and flips on tonight. I said your wilderness days are over. It's time for you to possess the land. You've been on this mount too long. Get up, arise, pick up your cross and follow him. Walk into your rocky place. Walk into your promised land. You've been listening to the Straight to the Point. Dr. Vaughn, let's open up the lines.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Y'all better give God some praise and the woman of God some praise tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Straight to the Point. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines. I'm going to either mention your name or your last four digits of your phone number, if you like, if you don't mind, last four digits of your phone number or your name. And Dr. Henderson, you know we always love to hear from the Hembricks are up. The Hembricks are up. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
So God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless everyone on the line tonight. You know, God is good and worthy to be praised. I know last week you were talking about, you know, you have to get up and be obedient. Obedience better than fighting. Also mentioned again tonight, which is so powerful and so profound to what I'm about ready to say, that on this Thursday, I'm going to be meeting with my pastor on this Thursday, and I'm going to be talking to him about some things of what God has told me to do, that he wants me to.
Amen.
On another register. I'm going to be doing that on Thursday. So I really feel good. I really feel good about that, and I thank God for allowing me to have my ears open and really listen to him and to what has been said to me in the spirit. So I'm just so happy about that, and I'm just so thrilled and just so excited because I know when I do that on this Thursday, praise God, the table is going to start really, you know, really rolling. The ball is going to start really rolling. Not the tables, but the ball is going to really start.
Yes.
Start rolling, and it's going to be cheers at the table, waiting for people to come on in. So I'm just thankful to God, and that's basically my praise report for tonight. Because
yes, praise God.
I was really happy when I made that decision to do that, and I've been not putting it off. You know, doing this and doing that and not really listening. That was the key thing you said last week, too, was you got to listen to what God is saying. God said, you got to go ahead and do it and stop playing. Stop playing.
That's right.
Stop playing with God and do what God tell you to do, because, you know, God can do anything but fail. If he said it, then he's going to do it.
That's right.
And I honestly believe that. So that's, you know, that's my praise report tonight. And Prophet is not on the line tonight. We went out today. We had to take care of some things today. And we just,
yes.
But just keep her in prayer and keep us in prayer for, you know, things about ready to happen.
Yes.
God is going to do some miraculous things in the And I'm just praising God and just accepting what he's going to do. And keeping our hands and arms and ears open and just listen to what he's telling me as a husband, and know that once I do what I have to do, then everything is going to fall right in place.
Yes, sir.
I'm just thankful tonight, and I just thankful for you for saying this in the last couple of weeks, not just last week or
something. Yes.
A week you've been talking about this.
Yes.
Even when we started, matter of fact, it started when, praise God, it started when Evangelist Mays was doing her conference.
Yes, the marriage conference.
God, praise God, God's been working ever since. So I'm happy tonight and enjoy. I'm a little tired, but I want to get on the line tonight.
Yes,
tell my testimony, because God is just so good. So good, and I just say to anybody who's on this line besides myself, listen to God. God will tell you the truth and tell you what to do, how to do it, and when to do it.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I see a wide door open for you in Providence. All I got to say is it's your time. It's your season. It's
yes.
a fresh anointing. My God,
yes.
I see the door. I mean, it's a bright light shining through that door.
Yes.
So it's
yes.
time for y'all to go ahead and walk in, and I believe y'all ready. So
yes.
I tell you, my God, walk into your season. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God bless your elders. Send prophets, my love.
Tell you what, bless you all.
Amen.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Good to hear the hymn break tonight, gentlemen. This is straight to the point. Hey, Dr. Henderson, our next caller, our last four digits, if you want to come on, is 7731. 7731, you're live on air with Doc. Bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Mays.
Hey,
God bless you.
Hey,
dear heart. Oh, my Lord. Listen, I'm at work. and this is a new job, but y'all got me finna do some stuff up in here that they probably ain't seen. I am sitting here with one of the clients, and I'm like, oh, Lord, I could do some cartwheels right here for
right.
real. You know, but I thank God that I was able to get on tonight. Even though I was at work, I was so glad for the client I got. I said, oh, yeah, this is a sitter, so that means I'm getting
right,
on the line
right,
tonight.
Right.
So I thank God for the word of the Lord that I heard tonight. You know, very powerful word of God. And listen, I am ready.
Yeah.
I am ready, and he knows that I'm ready. Amen. Because that kind of a word, when he said, I have set before you, good God Almighty. Woo,
no,
my God.
He
said, I have already
you.
Set it before you. And
yeah.
you talked about putting the things of the past behind. He didn't say I set nothing behind you. He ain't talked
That's
nothing
right.
about that. He said it's before
That's
you
right.
now. So it's time
yeah.
to move forward, and it's time to go forward, because we're ready now. And, you know,
That's
we've
right.
been through the fire. We've been
yes.
through the
we've
storms.
Through
and
the
we've been through
the
test.
We've been through the bond.
Yes.
yes.
And we have passed
yes.
the test. And he says, you're ready now. You're ready
yes.
now. I have said it before you. I have shown you the revelation of what's before you. Now go get it. Go
That's
get
right.
it. And so
go
I thank God
it.
For the confirmation tonight and the word of the Lord. I thank God for every mm. storm, for every preparation, every
yes.
test, hallelujah,
yes.
every pain, everything
yes.
that I ever had to go through to get me to this place, to
yes.
for what's before me, what's before,
before.
Me. And I thank God for,
mm.
that's right. I thank God for being able to be on the line tonight. I was so blessed tonight. Thank you so very
Amen.
Much.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Mays. Amen. I'm so
Amen.
Glad you were born. I know you had
yes.
started a new job that took you away on Mondays, but I thank God this word was definitely for you, because,
yes.
you know, you were supposed to have been doing something else, but God had you here. So that was your
That's
word,
right.
and I just pray that you will walk into it, walk in it. He said, I set it before you,
Ooh,
meaning that
my God.
You've already
yes,
been, you already passed the test. You passed
yes,
multiple
God.
Tests. You know, everything
yes,
that
Lord.
You had to go through, it was preparation. It hurt some days. Some
yes,
days you didn't
Lord.
Feel like you could sort of make it. Some days you just was like, God, where you at? I don't understand. What did I do to have to go through this? But God
yes.
said, I was preparing you. I was building you. I was making you. I was fortifying you. And now it's time for you to, he said, go and grab what I have put before you in Jesus' name. God bless you, dear heart.
Amen. God bless you too.
Amen.
God bless
Amen.
All of you.
God bless you. Amen. Dr.
Yes.
Bond.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. This is Straight to the Point. Back to you, Doc.
Amen, amen. So I want you guys to share this prophetic message out to everyone. Well, I want you to share it out because God is changing the season of many people's lives. And I know those who are going to, who are listening by way of the internet who did not want to talk, but those also who are going to call back, I know that your life is about to change, and it's not, and your life will never be the same. Some of you all, your last names are going to change. Some of you all, your addresses, you're going to be moving. You're going to be moving to a new location. Your address is going to change. And what I mean by your last name is about to change, some of you will be getting married, will be coming and joining yourself with your kingdom spouse. Your kingdom wife, your kingdom husband, you guys will be coming together and coming together as one to build the kingdom, to build the kingdom of God, to build God's kingdom, but to tear down Satan's kingdom. And so I'm talking to a man and a woman on tonight. The enemy has been trying to stop y'all from coming together. Amen. But God said that he allowed some things because he needed to get some things straight in both of you all's hearts. Amen. Because when God bring this together, no man will be able to put asunder. Because what he's bringing together is so powerful, so awesome. Two people with two different personalities, but two people who love him with all of their heart, their soul, and their might. Two people who understand what kingdom ministry is, kingdom business and kingdom ministry. He's going to bring you two together for his purpose. It's not by might, not by power, but it's by his spirit. You're coming together to adjoin as one for the work of the Lord. Yes, you guys are going to love each other. You're going to be in love, but God's purpose is for you guys to come together, amen, for his purpose, amen, to do some amazing, miraculous, and wonderful things in the kingdom of God. And then God, that's what I mean by God is going to be changing some last names. God is going to be moving some folks. You're going to have to move. Amen. You're going to have to get out of that place of complacency. Get out of that place of comfortability. You're going to have to move. You're going to have to change locations to go after your promised land to get what God wants you to have. Amen. Some of you are going to have to change jobs. Some of you are going to have to build new businesses. Amen. You're going to have to step out on faith and start that business, start that ministry. You're going to have to do it. Amen. It's God. I've set before you an open door. Hallelujah. I set before you the promised land. Amen. The promise that I had said I was going to give you. He said, I've set it before you. I've delivered. You passed the test. You've been in that wilderness long enough. He said, but when you move forward, I want you not to look back. Don't even think about the past or the people in it. God said he's bringing you new friends, new connections, new divine connectors that are going to be able to be there for you, to push you, promote you, to motivate you, to encourage you. They're not going to be afraid to call you friend. They're not going to be afraid to befriend you, to love on you in front of everybody. They're going to be happy that y'all are together. And I'm talking about just friendships. They're not going to be embarrassed. They're going to promote you. They're going to clap for you. They're going to congratulate you. You guys are going to push each other, motivate one another, and you're going to grow so great and so powerful and so mighty in the things of God because, amen, amen, God said, I'm doing a new thing. I'm doing a new thing. No more fake friends. No more fake relationships. No more counterfeits. God is getting rid of the counterfeit friends, the counterfeit look, even the counterfeit money, the fake money. The fake money, what I mean by the fake money is those who appear to have money, but they really don't, amen. And those who want to come to manipulate you, amen. God said, I'm bringing you the real. He said, your Ishmael has been dislocated, meaning I'm moving Ishmael out of your way, and I'm bringing you your Isaac. Somebody hear me on tonight. Isaac is right in front of you. Ishmael is gone out the door, but Isaac has come, and it's time for you to join yourself with your Isaac. Your
Isaac may be on tonight is the promise. It's time for you to get rid of the counterfeit, and it's time for you to join yourself with the promise. And the counterfeit was Ishmael, but the promise is Isaac. And it's time for you to join yourself with Isaac. And your Isaac may be, it's time for you to be made whole tonight. It's time for you, my God, to get out of poverty. It's time for you to embrace and grab a hold to prosperity. It's time for you to get out of lock and debt. It's time for you to live a debt-free life. Amen, in the name of Jesus. So tonight I come and prophesy to you and speak to every dry bone on tonight. You've been in that valley long enough. It's time for you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to live again. I'm breathing into your body on tonight to let you know that God said it's time for you to love again. It's time for you to live again. It's time for you to forgive again. It's time for you to get up off that mountain, hallelujah, because you've been on it long enough, and it's time for you to walk into the promised land, amen. I want to thank each and every one of you all for listening to the Straight to the Point on tonight. Join in again next Monday night at 347-843-4559, hallelujah. We're about to go, but before we end, let me end with this one tonight. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, always, always believe, believe the word of the Lord. It's a new season. It's a new day. The fresh anointing is coming your way. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season coming for me and for you. Good night. God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord. It's here.
joining us, ladies and gentlemen. And remember, Jesus is Lord. Y'all better take care of yourselves and have a great week and a great rest of the evening as well. Let's give the Lord a hand cup of praise as we go out in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. We'll see you next Monday, Lord willing. We'll be back on Straight to the Point. Bye-bye.